This is exactly right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, welcome to yet another bonus-ode. Hi, Scotty.
Hey, Curdy B. You know, it's just a little extra, a little sweet treat in between our regular hard-hitting news podcast. We like to come in and be a little silly for, I don't know,
for once.
41 minutes and 15 seconds.
Just for once. We're so sick and tired of having to report this drudgery. This hard news that we cover here on Bananas,
what
that every once in a while we like to kick back for 40 minutes.
Let our hair down
and really show you who we are deep inside ourselves.
The Banana Boys. And today we're so lucky because the Bananas team is not a large team.
No.
But every member of that team plays a crucial role, including our special guest on this bonus-ode, Curdy B. And also, we need to spell her last name for people when we introduce her.
Yes. She is a full human being, part-time intern, part-time employee. Please welcome to the show, Lisa Magid.
M-A-G-I-D, Magid.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
Oh, come on, Lisa. We love it. This is wonderful.
Thanks for finding the time.
Sure. I'm excited to have my last name spelled. It's I love seeing the different ways that people spell it.
M-A-G-I-D. It's really easy.
It's very simple.
It's probably Kurt and I not pronouncing it well enough. But yes, in the DMs and on the emails sometimes, they'll shout you out, Lisa. And I've yet to see somebody spell it correctly.
Oh, wow. Guys, guess what I just found out?
What's that?
I mean, 4 years post-pandemic, I just figured
you
out that
recording?
you can grab the square that someone's in and move it where you want it in the order.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So now I can organize this so I can look at you guys and look at like the text that I want to read. Wow. You really learned
stuff. I didn't know that either.
Look at that. Then there's Scotty giving a big thumbs up.
Yep, giving you guys a thumbs up.
So, on a recent episode, Lisa, that has not come out yet, I believe, Scotty was talking about something he used to do with his friends. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, I have a friend that was so terrible at playing Would You Rather when we would sit around in New York bars and college bars that she would give examples like, would you rather be on fire for an hour or have to hold your breath for 5 minutes? And you'd go, do you understand choices and decisions? It seems like you're just trolling us before we even knew what trolling was.
And so we started playing Would You Rathers, and it is so fun and so enjoyable that we thought maybe we could do that with you.
Before.
I love it.
Okay. And I had some people write in. I posted something in our Instagram stories, so I can jump right in.
I could as well. I wrote some myself.
I want to hear a Curdy B one.
Okay.
I have a few too.
Here it is. Would you rather have one fully functioning arm that is a Twizzler, or every time you cough or sneeze, 8 bees come out of your mouth. Okay. So it is, it's, you can use your arm, it's, but it smells like red licorice. It's a little bit sticky if you get it wet. If someone eats it, it will grow back at the rate that your skin would grow back at normal. Okay. So like if someone bites your finger off, it would probably take a full year until you have a functioning finger again.
Oh.
Yeah. Or
what a fun superhero this would be. What a sweetheart Deadpool kind of I like that you spelled it out because I was like, well, one rainstorm, your arm melts off, and then you have no arm anymore.
No, it functions more like an arm, but it's fully, you'll never not smell like licorice. You'll be pretty sticky. Your clothes will stick to you.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I might be tempted to eat it too often, I think.
Okay. So you're going to cough or sneeze, and 8 bees come out of your mouth.
I'm terrified of bees, so this is a very difficult decision.
Yeah.
I'm going bees. I'm going sneezing beesins over here because, one, I don't sneeze and cough that much. It's not a regular part of my life. Two, that arm is going to attract some bees. You're going to have bees bothering you no matter what if your arm is made out of candy. So I'm going party trick. Hey, guys, hand me a little pepper. I'm going to make 8 to 16 bees appear in the next 5 seconds.
Yeah, everybody likes that.
Hey, everybody wants to see 16 bees?
Let's get this party started.
Yeah, he used to be fun. Now we hate him. I'm going bee sneeze for sure.
Wow, for sure. You know, the one thing that I do see on your argument is that if you were sick or something like that, you could just always carry with you like a mouth net. You know, so you could cough into it, catch the bees, and then release them outside.
And the bees would just stay inside the net right by your face?
Well, no, you cough into it, right? They go out here, close it off, then bring it outside, release it. Thing is, like, if you sneeze, if you cough in the middle of the night, all of a sudden there's 8, 16 bees in your room. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't know, you're sleeping. All of a sudden you all have got all these bees all over the pillow and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Okay, I'm hearing is you're leaning Twizzler arm is what I'm hearing.
I might be leaning Twizzler arm, yeah.
Lisa, what are you thinking?
I'm so moved by both these arguments. Honestly, I probably have to do bees.
Yeah.
Nope, that's a lie. Twizzler.
Okay. He's going Twizzlers.
All right. Split.
That's a classic split. Where are you going, Kurt? Did you decide you're going
Twizzler? Oh, yeah, I'm going Twizzler arm as well. Okay. Yeah.
Lisa, you have one?
Oh, I do. Let's see. Okay, this is kind of more of a warm-up one.
Nice. We're getting warmed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 58 degrees in Los Angeles. We need a little toast.
It's 60 in New York. So
you guys win again. Damn, they're good.
Okay, would you rather be able to teleport but always end up in a random bathroom or have the ability to fly but you can only fly when doing cartwheels?
Fly teleport. Cartwheels for sure.
I'm teleporting. But it's a random bathroom? Like you don't know, it could be in Dublin, it could be in Sri Lanka.
Well, it's a location you're going to.
Oh,
so
great.
But it's just,
it's in the bathroom.
Yeah. So you just end up in the bathroom, and somebody could be in there potentially.
Hilarious.
But also, that sounds like probably the best way to stealthily keep your teleportation under wraps is to just then you just walk out of a bathroom. People just think you went in there. Perfect.
You know, you sneeze at a party, okay? And 8 bees come out of your mouth, and you don't get the exact reaction you were hoping for. So what do? You open a sliding glass door, do a cartwheel, and fly your ass out of there. And they're like, we hated him, but now we love him.
It's very funny So wait, would you have to be able to do a cartwheel? Or it's just like you go to start it, and then it just kind of takes over?
It's the quality of your cartwheel when you cartwheel. So if you're a terrible cartwheeler, you're going to be terrible cartwheeling flying. So it's going to be that awkward, like, legs just kind of come up and down.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm a round-off guy through and through, so I'm going to be doing... You remember those shooting star memes where it would just be one video on repeat to that song that was like... Dan, dan, dan,
I love that song.
I would just be round-offing with that in my ear through the galaxy.
What's the difference between a round-off and a cartwheel?
I have an answer. Lisa, do you have an answer to that?
I know the term round-off backhand spring, but... That's not
cool.
An answer. That's just a term.
It's cool.
These are words you've heard.
To be asleep after you said that, then we would have been like, I think she's right. Round off, I think, is when you land on 2 feet. You do a cartwheel, but you land on both feet at the same time. Cartwheel, you go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. Can you still do that, you think?
I could not do a cartwheel. I could do a round off.
But even today, now, right now.
I might try to do it at one of our live shows.
Seattle.
Coming out on the stage.
Seattle. It is
well,
done.
Well, not Seattle, because we're going to have the big you know what.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I got those in the mail. Okay. But maybe I'll try. I mean, that's a softer landing. All right. So I'm going. First of all, great job, Lisa. This is an excellent one. If we were a pitcher beer deep, who knows what my answer would be. I'm going cartwheel flight for sure.
Yeah, and I'm going toilet. And this is why we make good co-hosts. Two different answers. And Lisa?
And Lisa?
And me, oh gosh, again, the tiebreaker. I think I would go bathrooms.
Okay, great.
It would be nice to go like, hey, want to go to New Zealand?
Mm.
And then you go and then you pee and then you're out the door and you're in Auckland.
I hate traveling without going to the bathroom first. So, you know, it really sets you up for success when you teleport from a bathroom.
It would be
also,
really great.
Yeah, if you really just have to go to the bathroom, you could be like, Tokyo! And then you're just in a bathroom.
I would love it just to, like, leave. I wouldn't even have to leave the house. I could just go from my house to New York City, do a couple sets, and then come back to my house every night if I wanted to. That would be great.
Yeah, that's good. I get it, but still, I
want
to just razzle-dazzle through the sky. Yeah, my whole outfit, every outfit I wore for the... I would dress like a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader and just cartwheel into the sky.
All right, give us a listener one, Scotty.
I have some fun listener ones. I mean, the Bananimals know what's up. Christine Princess Madsen.
Okay.
I think that's their full name or her full name. Would you rather... ride behind 17 ducks bobsled style on a river adventure. I already know Kurt's answer. Or be the main character in the 1992 classic movie Cool World.
Oh, yeah, definitely ride behind the ducks. Hands down, easy. Done.
What is Cool World?
Great question. I do know Cool World.
Cool World is like...
Remember that movie?
Yeah, it's a person who's in a cartoon.
It's Brad Pitt in a cartoon, and he falls on his sex interest. It was like adult Roger Rabbit is Kim Basinger as a
sexy rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit knockoff.
Okay.
17 ducks bobsled style on a river adventure, or be the main character in the 1992 classic movie Cool World, starring now you, but once starring young Bradley Pittman.
Ah. I think I'd have to also go ducks.
All right.
It's gotta be ducks.
Okay, this three is ducks.
The trifecta. I
mean, we did it.
It just sounds so fun. There'd be very few things I would want to do more than go behind 17 ducks bobsled style down a river adventure.
I like that the person who wrote this definitely would really like to be in the Cool World.
Yes.
Awesome. And it's just a specific choice that we're not aware of. Maybe we would if we were more familiar.
Yeah, if it was Bebe's kids, maybe we would. Okay. Sarah Lynette said, "Would you go?
Yeah,
you have another one.
Oh,
you're jumping at the bit.
I am. Good. This one is the one that I really want to do. Here it is.
Okay.
Would you rather have each toe be a conscious child-level being or... have your ears, both ears, be a parrot-level being who mostly just says, hi, and who's a bad boy, and intermittently screech?
Oh.
Question.
Great.
Yeah.
What?
Do your toes, like, do they need to be fed and,
okay, great
and
question.
Changed and wiped?
Right.
Same way.
Yeah. So, no, they get their food from you. They don't take a shit. They don't pee. They don't cry. They don't have like liquid that comes out of them or anything. But in every other way, they are like a kid. So it is like having like a kindergarten, a small preschool level class with you on your feet at all times.
Mm. I'm going bird.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going bird?
Kids are hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That also would be, I mean, sure. Could you put your socks and shoes on? Yeah. But is that child abuse? I think it's child abuse.
Oh, you know, wow.
Like, yeah, and then when you take your socks and shoes off, yeah, they're just crying for hours because they've been traumatized. And then you have traumatized children. Then all of a sudden, you know, you probably want to treat them well. So you're probably going to have to.
You want to love your toe children.
Exactly.
I mean, you want to love each one uniquely. The big ones, the small ones, the middle children who always have to play the role of negotiator for the big and the little. Is it true that we're evolving out of having small toes?
I don't know.
I heard that.
That is something that would. I don't know. I feel like the big toe or the little toe?
Little toe.
I feel like the little toe is pretty.
Are going to be gone.
I thought it was important for stability or like something.
Yeah, I know someone who broke their little toe recently, and they were like, it's surprisingly necessary for like walking around.
Kurt, you know, I broke my big toe last May when I was in Naples and recorded Bananas right after and did not mention it.
Are you joking? I didn't even know you broke your big toe.
Yeah, word didn't get out, but we were recording with Chris and Megan, but I broke my big toe in the most painful, dumb way.
How?
I have a photo here. It's actually a beautiful photo where the color is so insane that I'm like, well, this was a teachable moment for me. But I was taking a trash bag out at my Airbnb that I had rented down there, and the trash can came off the ground, and the bottom lip.
No.
Went directly onto my big toe, and I was by myself, and I just did one of those silent screams.
Oh, man, that's a bummer.
Crazy.
Oh, did you go to the hospital?
Nope. Yeah.
You didn't?
Nope. I just went. I recorded Bananas. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it really has nice coloration there.
It's so swollen.
A pretty color.
Thank
purple.
You.
Yeah.
One of the nicest compliments I ever got from a woman was, your feet aren't that bad.
Yeah.
Pretty good compliment these days.
Yeah.
But yeah, I broke that sucker. And then the thing that made it feel so good is I went and stood in the ocean, just let the cool water go over it as much as I could. It hurt. Yeah.
I can imagine.
Okay, so
what's
I guess we're all going parrot.
Everybody's going parrot.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's a tough one for me. This was probably the hardest one. I'll go parrot ears.
Okay. Hi.
What if they say you're a bad boy?
Hi.
Or a bad girl?
Who's a bad boy?
I hope I don't. Yeah, it's like some tough guy is gonna bully me. He's like, say one more thing and I'm gonna punch you in the schnoz, and he puts me up against the wall, and then my ears just keep saying, who's a bad boy? Lisa, do you have another one?
I do. Okay, let me see. Okay. Would you rather have the ability to talk to animals, but only while wearing a chicken costume, mm-hmm, or have the ability to speak every language fluently, but only when singing to the tune of Total Eclipse of the Heart?
Oh. Man, good one. I thought I was going to go Total Eclipse of the Heart, but talking to animals would be such a blast.
But you don't know. What if they're all just like saying like, acorn, acorn, yeah, acorn, 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 yeah, you know?
Great point.
Like, that's like, they could be that level, not like
that's
that
just
interesting.
The greatest point.
Or who's a bad boy?
Who's a bad boy? Acorn, acorn.
That's what they're all saying.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't remember where my nuts are buried. I can't remember. I can't remember. Like, that's all they're just panicking. Every animal. I would say, oh.
Ooh, it's a good one, Lisa. So you're good at this.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Where did you go to college, Lisa?
I went to Brandeis.
Brandeis. So. That's a good school.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Did you play this in your four or to 6 years at Brandeis?
Did I play Would You Rather?
Yeah.
No.
You missed out.
I didn't.
You would have been excellent.
Well, I enjoy coming up with weird ideas, so I just like throwing them together. So
I'm going to go animals.
Thank you.
Ooh, turn of heart. Look at this gent. I thought he was for sure going, I'm going to go trans. I'm going to be able to speak any language but have to sing. Also, I like Total Eclipse of the Heart. Good song.
Give me a tune of Total. Like, I can't remember the beginning of Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Sure.
I'll let Scotty do it.
What does it sound like?
Well, I did it at when we did our show, when I came out and Mamrie played the flight attendant and I was the captain. That's what we sung.
Hold on. I just want to hear the beginning of it. Oh, it's Bonnie Tyler.
It's Turn Around. It turn around.
Oh, yeah, there. Thank you. That's all I needed.
I don't know how long I can do that.
So you'd be like,
before I get sued for sounding so much like
Hola,
the guy
amigo.
Singing at the piano. But then
you would maybe get beat up though if every time.
Yeah, they think I'm mocking them. And also at the end, the dude is just going, turn around, bite us. And if I had to speak like Chinese in China while sounding like that, they would be like, we're killing this man.
I know, that's
for mocking us to our face.
It does seem like people would maybe think you're mocking them, like bonjour, buenos días, au revoir, je te vois, je te vois, je te vois, je te vois.
Yeah, I'm still going that.
All right.
I think that's a fun one.
All right, Scott.
I mean, is there an assumption that animals are wise? I mean, what?
I think there's some.
Most animals are stupid, right?
I think most animals are not at the level where we would want to chat with them. But I think probably like blue whales and dolphins are probably pretty smart.
Is
chimpanzees, I'd add to that list.
I mean, great to go talk to a chimp and when you're wearing a chicken costume, that's a funny conversation.
That's a funny conversation. I do think like talking to a chimp would maybe be like just talking to like a bro,
a kid.
Yeah, like a bro who is just interested in like dick humor and shitting, talking about those things a lot.
I have this one friend that for years would call me. He was never on social media, and when he would leave every phone call with a cliffhanger, and I might have told you this in regular life before, Kurt, but he would be like, and Scooter, I got to say, something happened to me last week that aged me 30 years in 10 minutes. All right, man, I'll see you soon. And then he would just hang up, and I'm like, what if chimps just always left you on the line being like, what? And then they're like, got to go, and then just chimped away.
All right, give our last
chicken costume makes me happy. Last one?
Yeah. Wait, you're saying chicken costume?
I'm going to go singing and I can speak every language.
Okay. And Lisa?
Oh, singing. Only because not only, but the Total Eclipse of the Heart is what cinches it for me.
You love that song.
I love that song.
I love that song.
She really knocked it. Bonnie Tyler, she knocked it out of the park with that song. All those key changes.
Last one.
It's funny because one of the ones submitted had some caveats on, not unlike yours. If you you could communicate with squirrels, but only during their nap time, or would you like to be able to talk to plants, but only while they're being watered? But to me, that's plants for sure. Plants, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's one from my buddy Franco. Franco Arsenault sent this to me. Would you rather see everything upside down forever or everything in a 1 second delay forever?
I feel like your brain would just turn it right side up if it was always upside down.
That's
1 second delay. Like you couldn't really have a conversation. You couldn't drive a car.
I have seen a thing, though, that they were talking about people who are face blind, whatever that affliction is called, and they showed what their experience is.
Aphasia? I think so.
That's cool.
To look that up.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Let's go with aphasia.
Oh, well, aphasia, I thought you use words out of order. Like Yoda has aphasia.
Face
blind. Yeah, don't trust this. Yeah.
No, it's okay. Prosopagnosia? Prosopagnosia is a condition where individuals are, it's an educational podcast, where individuals are unable to easily or accurately recognize their faces. Prosopagnosia. So anyways, they showed what that experience would be like, and all they did was show a wall of celebrities, but upside down, and I could not tell who they were.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Tom Hanks, Denzel Washington, like Julia Roberts. And you're like, I don't know. So
I think it would take a little while, but I think your brain would just switch it eventually. Because that is how, that's actually how we're seeing it.
Right.
It flips. Our brain already does flip it. Mm-hmm. So like the image comes in through the lens and flips and is projected onto our retina back upside down. And then our brain's just like, flip it. This is what it is.
That makes sense. Prosopagnosia. Prosopagnosia. That is cool. Okay. We're like an aphasia, just because we don't want to offend anybody, is the loss of ability to understand or express speech.
Mm-hmm.
It's a speech thing. Put those two together, you got one interesting person. I'll tell you that right now. Okay, here we go. What do we think? Everything upside down or 1 second delay?
Lisa?
I got to do everything upside down because the 1 second delay is, wait, is this just when talking or
at
is
all
this
times.
For just?
It's for the rest okay. of your life. Everything you see is on a 1 second delay.
Yeah, but then you can get their car issues, getting hit by them, driving them. So upside down, I guess, is where I'm landing.
I'm going upside down.
You're going upside down?
Yeah, it was a no-brainer for me.
I mean, gosh, that is so interesting. If your if your rhythm was off 1 second from everybody else, I feel like I know people who already communicate like 1 second behind.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, we definitely do.
Yeah. It's not the communication part that I'm stuck on. It's like the everything else that moves independently of you.
You know, Kurt just takes Gus and Olive out to a field with baseball gloves to have a nice catch with his beautiful children and just repeatedly gets a baseball to the body or face or crotch just constantly. Just 1 second behind. Yeah, I guess I'll go upside down too.
There it is. Upside down.
Bananimals, send us your would you rathers. We'll communicate with you. Please don't make them, you know, offensively grotesque. I mean, we'll read them, but we ain't going to do them. And if you send them to us and you want us to say your name, say I'm cool with you mentioning me so that we're not, you know, making anybody famous for no reason at all.
All right. Are we ready for some advice?
Yeah. Well, let's do some Bananas advice. I feel like Lisa's going to add a real magic element to this.
Okay.
I hope so.
I have one. That was a message, not a voice, not an audio message.
Yeah.
And it's really on brand for us. Mallory, whose Instagram handle is The Great Malibu. Good handle. Wants to think of a litter and trash pickup event, kind of like how we do door to shore, where she gets lots of people all over the place for a set amount of time on a certain day to pick up trash in their community or wherever they are. Banana Boys, do you have any funny, catchy names for this event that come to mind? And could you help me spread the word if I do this? For sure, we can help you spread the word if we figure this out. So a pickup event, you know, I've done this. I used to do this on Earth Day in LA. I would just take an IKEA, one of those blue IKEA bags, and pick up trash on my street. And I gotta say, I would fill that bag before I would get to the end of my street. It is so much work.
That's crazy.
And you have to have like something to pick it up because you end up bending over so much, you know.
Yeah.
Like the first year I just was wearing rubber gloves. And your back starts to hurt because you're just constantly like cigarette butt, straw. It's nuts how much trash when you really go to do it. So I would say, you know, everybody picks up trash for 3 hours one day.
Okay, I got it. Trash pandas. All right, so it's dress up like a panda and pick up trash, you know, or dress up like a raccoon. Yeah.
Or a chicken. I make it with a chicken.
Or a chicken.
Right, exactly. It's just animals cleaning up, right? So you call it trash pandas, and it's like dress up as your favorite animal. Who cares about littering?
And pick it up like that animal would. Like if you're a chicken, you gotta like kind of tuck down to get it.
Yeah, with your face.
Yeah, you gotta grab it with your mouth.
Let's see if there's
with your sword mouth.
Trash Panda Drinking Club. That sounds cool. Trash Panda Disc Golf. Let's do Trash Panda Trash Pickup. because that's a cute name,
yeah,
Kurt.
Thank you. And if it's in Vancouver, it is very on brand. No, Toronto. You know, I'm so sorry, Toronto. Is it Toronto? Yeah, I think it's Toronto. That, yeah, their like thing is having raccoons.
You know, there are companies called Trash Panda, but they're just like dumpster rentals and junk removals. So why don't you call it, yeah, it's Trash Panda whatever.
Yeah.
And you just put on any, you dress up like any animal you want, and you pick up trash for 3 hours.
Trash Panda pickup party.
There it is. Mallory, the Great Malibu. Trash Panda pickup party, a.k.a.
TP.
TP. Do with you. Great one.
Here we go.
Thank you, Mallory. TPPP.
Here's another one.
Hi, Banana Boys. I'm a huge fan. Been listening since day one. Cardi B, I cannot believe Wondery canceled. I love my kids, but fuck Wondery.
There we go.
Anyway, I'm reaching out for some bananas advice for work. I manage 2 nature centers in the San Francisco Bay Area.
T-P-P-P.
One is a wildlife rehabilitation center. We have some incredible species like coyotes, foxes, eagles, owls. And one is right on the bay, and we focus on wetland ecology. We collect plankton and look at bird life. And I've spent my entire career teaching children, and I love kids. I don't love adults. So we're looking for some ideas for adult programming.
Oh.
Fun ideas are welcome. Love you guys. Thanks. Bye.
This is maybe my favorite piece of advice that has ever been asked for us. Adult programming for a nature center. This is like what I would love to do with my life.
One, let's combine the first two and say, hey, consider doing your first ever Trash Panda pickup party whenever Mallory the Great Malibu. That is a fun event for young and old.
Yeah. And
we'll come do it.
Yeah, 100%. I would love to come and do it.
Yeah, I'll dress like an animal and come to your nature center.
How about...
I do that anyways.
Wait, do we do a Bananas Live at this nature center? Sell some tickets?
Yeah, 100%. Let's do it.
San Francisco's been wanting us back.
I love it. Let's do it. If there's a place we can do it, let's do it. What about... Singles mingling... with birds. So it's like you come.
Birds of a feather.
Yeah, oh, birds of a feather, you could call it, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a singles meetup. So people who are single come and meet and learn about birds. And then you get to like hang out with some of the birds, you know? Like you get to see an owl do something and you have to. I mean, like, I think people who like birds would probably all get along together pretty well.
A singles mixer with birds included?
Yeah. It's called a birds of a feather.
Birds of the Feather Night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I like birds. I would have shown up to that. Let's see. Other events. Also, totally, we should do a Bananas Live surrounded by birds on perches or whatever animals won't be freaked out by our heinously yellow costuming.
I mean, like.
What would I like to do?
What would you like to do?
Well, you know, in Baltimore, they used to let you feed your leftover jack-o'-lanterns to hippos, and then the hippos were just pooping so much wax from candles. They were like, okay, this wasn't the best idea, but combining feeding animals is fantastic, especially if they need it. So, like, at feeding time, maybe you do some sort of chow down event where it's like... Dinner with your favorite animals. It's, you know, like people always are like, let's sit on the beach and Cabo at a table. I'm like, not me. Don't want to sit out there. But you sit there and you have dinner with another species.
So you feed the animals and then you feed yourself.
Yeah. But with protective glass so that they don't, some coyote doesn't just start mauling you.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Lisa?
Yeah, this one's tough. I think... I'm drawn to the idea of, well, I just want to touch animals, but I don't think that's appropriate for this. So I guess maybe making something like, I don't know, out of like, Gosh, I'm stuck with this one.
I have another one, so I'll jump in. Okay, this one I'm way more excited about.
Okay.
This one I'm very... You do portrait night for professional photos for people where you set up a stool and like an Olin Mills style backdrop mm-hmm. with like an eagle or whatever the animal is so that anybody that can come and make a donation could get their professional photo for LinkedIn, for their own website, for their business, for their business card. And it's you and one of the animals and it's totally professional. We got lights, we got everything. Whatever's not cruel... Everybody, if you and I had headshots that were you and I sitting there with an eagle behind us and a raccoon on the ground,
I love it.
People will line up to donate for that. Oh, and then, then it's just a photo event. Then it's get your picture taken with our beloved animals.
I think the main thing here is like choose something that the children do, but then add alcohol and food, and you pretty much have it. It's for adults immediately. How about this? Plant oysters, eat oysters. So you go and you, like, I don't know if that's maybe part of the wetlands thing, if there's oyster beds there, but you could, I don't know, seed oyster beds. I think that's the proper term. So you could go and seed oyster beds. And then have oysters obviously taken from somewhere else.
The seed and feed event.
The seed and feed.
Seed and feed.
Yeah.
For every, we put a dozen oysters, we seed a dozen oysters for every oyster we eat. It's the pearl of San Francisco's holiday season. It's the seed and feed event. I think these are all good ones.
Yeah.
Let's give a, reach out to us again. Curdy B and I could do a San Francisco show.
100%.
A 4 o'clock show. We would love it.
Let's do it. All right, next one up.
We'll dress like animals.
Hey, Banana Boys. Coco from Chicago here. Super stoked to see you on May 3rd. I need your advice. So the day after your show, May 4th, I'm going to a Kentucky Derby party downtown that I go to every year, and I try to do like different theme with my outfits. Like one year I was inspired by the roses that they put on the winner. And one year I was inspired by the guy who plays the trumpet, and I had like a tiny top hat. This year I kind of want to go inspired by a horse, but I want to do it in a tasteful way. So do you have any ideas about how I can take horsey inspiration to dress up for this event? Thank you guys so much. I love the show.
Ooh, I love this one.
Yes.
So my question is like how crazy we going? You know, is it just like an inspiration? Is it a nod to the horse? Or are we going like, we wearing blinders? You know?
I mean, that's funny.
I mean, like, look. This
blinders.
My first feeling is that you dress like, you know, green and white blocks, like a some sort of dress that's green and white blocky, you know, because they always have like blocks on them, right? And then you just have a jockey on your shoulders, like a little stuffed jockey that's like strapped in on your shoulders, in little holsters. And that's
it. That sounds fun.
Yeah, or that's your hat, you know? Because Kentucky Derby things are crazy hats, right?
Right, and mint juleps, and yes. I mean, if you had an outfit that was all those giant hats, but just a ton of small ones, and your outfit was just small hats instead of the big hat, I'm going to give you some names of some of the horses that may be running in the 2024 Kentucky Derby.
Oh,
this is in order of their odds.
Okay.
So the best horse first is Fierceness. Second one is where I'm going to go with this. Sierra Leone, a country in West Africa that still is a wonderful place. So why don't we do you wear what head-to-toe flags of Sierra Leone in honor of this great racehorse and country? Catching Freedom, Forever Young, Track Phantom, Honor Marie. This is the one, the next one, Mystic Dan. Mystic Dan could be a Doug Henning type magician that you dressed up.
Yeah.
You just introduce yourself as Mystic Dan. Domestic Product, Just a Touch, Just Steel, Resilient Stronghold, West Saratoga, No More Time.
Oh, I've got an idea as well.
Okay.
You know the board that sits in the middle of the track at a race that shows the names of the horses and the order that they're in, like it just keeps moving them order-wise.
Sure.
So if you had on your shirt, like all of the horse names, but they were on like little placards that you could move as they were doing like better in the race. That would be pretty fun, but I don't know if it's very pretty.
Pretty good.
I think you need definitely metal shoe, like something on your shoes that clacks, or just like bring with you a recorder. So every time you step, you have that like clacking sound, because that to me is fun and it's a very horse-like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be nice.
I'm trying to think if there's any.
Tap shoes.
Yeah, tap shoes.
Tap shoes. Right. And like get a little fur and just put it like on your forehead.
A little bit of fur on the forehead.
Just a little fur on your forehead.
Yeah. A little, like, yeah, like maybe a mullet with a little bit more tuft in the front. Mm-hmm.
She wants to be classy, though. Didn't she say she wants a classy thing?
Okay. That's the hardest maybe part. Not the We're fur. The least maybe not the fur.
But tap shoes are classy. I mean, you can class up the joint. You come tippity-tapping in there.
And then the only, don't they wear, like, a thing on their face? Right?
They wear
on their
goggles
head.
That are pulled. They wear a helmet and goggles.
No.
But
the
they pull
horse.
Away tons. Oh, the horse. Sure.
Yeah. The horse is a thing that like goes over his head. Or is that? Or am I thinking of a medieval horse who's like charging toward
Some
the dark?
Some do. At medieval times, they definitely have
okay,
their
so
own.
Maybe they don't so, have it when they race in the Kentucky Derby.
Go as a medieval horse. We don't need a contemporary horse. It could be a medieval horse.
I'm going to look up a picture of the Kentucky Derby horses. Images.
They're
give me
beautiful.
A, give me
they
a
wear
picture.
Their bridles are small. They're
oh,
those horses
yeah.
have as little on them as possible.
They're
oh, they
have
speed.
They very much are a bear horse for the most part. They just have a little square of stuff. Okay, so it's
you know
like,
that guy Bob Baffert, that trainer that wins all the time. Go as Bobby Baffert, his identical wife, and just dress up and try to look exactly like Bob Baffert, but then wear a real classy outfit.
I think also you could just have a giant number on you. Whatever your outfit is, it just involves a giant number either on your back or on your front. That's a clean way to change any cool dress into a horse style dress.
I do love, you know, like a mint julep comes, what are they named? They served in something, right? A copper cup or something?
Probably.
They're served in something like that when they're at the Derby. So you could wear a copper dress that kind of went out at the shoulders and then have a big green mint sprig.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Wear a gray, you know, just go as your own mint julep. Wear a silver foxy wig with a little fake big mint sprig and a nice copper colored dress. Suddenly they're like, okay.
All right. I don't mind.
She gets it.
Hey, Lisa. No. What can you tell us? Thank you, first off. Thank you so much for being a part of our bonusode with the first bonusode with a guest.
Mm-hmm. Woohoo! Thank you for having me.
Is there anything you would like to plug? Anything you would like to tell all the bananimals?
Yeah.
I want to plug Rating the Bananas podcast.
Yeah.
Rate and review. Rate Bananas. RATE Bananas.
.com.
And I want to plug having me back on the show.
Okay,
sometime.
Great. Okay. That's a smart plug. That's like asking a
That's
genie for
got.
Another wish. That's a smart way to make a wish.
Well, thank you so much, gladly. Lisa. And thank you, Scotty.
Thank you.
Thank you, Curdy B. Thanks, y'all, to the Bananimals. Keep sending in your advice. Keep sending in your would you rathers, and we'll keep making bananas because we just have a fun time doing it. Oh, Lisa, you got to say bananas.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Us. Bananas.
Bananas.
Good one.
I'm going to let that one stand as mine.
Bananas is an Exactly Right Media production.
Our producer and engineer is Katie Levine.
The catchy Bananas theme song was composed and performed by Kahan.
Artwork for Bananas was designed by Travis Millard.
And our benevolent overlords are the great Karen Kilgariff and Georgia Hardstark.
And Lisa Maggot is our full human, not a robot intern.
Bananas.